Should internet providers like Comcast be able to deliver some websites faster than others? Some argue it's an important way of getting the most out of the network, but others contend it's too easy for companies to control information flow. As WHYY's Jessica McDonald reports, the president has now chimed in.
President Obama has jumped into the debate on network neutrality, siding with advocates of the open internet and delivering a message to the Federal Communications Commission.
They should make it clear that whether you use a computer, phone, or tablet, internet providers have a legal obligation not to block or limit your access to a website.
The way to do that, he says, is to make internet service akin to a public utility, regulated by the FCC under Title II of the Telecommunications Act. Philadelphia-based Comcast, in the process of merging with Time Warner Cable, responded to the president's comments with a statement warning that Title II classification would harm investment and innovation. Christopher Yu, an expert in internet law at the University of Pennsylvania, agrees that it would be a huge change for the industry.
Instead of being able to try new things, you now have to go ask permission from the government. And that is a world that is quite alien to the one created by the internet.
But Harold Feld of the advocacy group Public Knowledge says it's the only legal way to ensure service providers obey rules against prioritizing internet traffic.
At the end of the day, this isn't about the companies. The whole point about having rules is so that people like you and me do not have to depend on whether companies cut deals with each other in order to protect our rights.
The FCC is expected to make a decision by the end of the year. I'm Jessica McDonald, WHYY News.